online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Police say the deaths of two people found at a flat in Tunbridge Wells are being treated as unexplained. They were discovered after emergency crews were called to a property on Grove Hill Road yesterday lunchtime. Neighbours were also told to leave their homes while gas engineers checked the premises.
KMFM News.
England's NHS beds are running at almost 95% capacity as experts warn of a crisis this winter. Official stats also show more than 10,000 ambulances are waiting more than 30 minutes to get patients into hospital every week. Another report from the NHS providers says staff shortages are making things worse. Alistair Chesser is Chief Medical Officer at Barts Health, which runs five London hospitals.
Each year we've seen a year-on-year increase in attendances in the A&E department, and there's lots of reasons for that. It's up about 7%. We saw that coming, we knew it was going to happen, and we've put a lot of processes in place.
A record 400 terror-related arrests were made across Britain in the year to the end of September. Official figures show that's up 54% on the previous 12 months. Police have been called out more than 150 times a month in 2017 to incidents at medical facilities, according to figures seen by KMFM. The data also reveals officers have intervened more than 6,000 times at hospitals and GP surgeries in the last 3 years. Ken Rogers is from Concern for Health in East Kent. He says it's not acceptable.
It's amazing that people think that because they're going to hospital to be treated because they're not well, that they feel it's frightful that they can abuse the staff there. I think it's terrible. I think they demand services which are totally unacceptable. Why should we be abusing nurses and doctors?
The Met Office is warning Storm Caroline potentially poses a risk to life. It's issued alerts about strong winds for parts of Scotland and Northern Ireland today. Some ferries from Dover have also been delayed because of rough conditions in the Channel. A man's been taken to hospital with head and arm injuries after being attacked in Canterbury. Police were called to an area near St Andrew's Close in the early hours of this morning. Two men and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of assault. Plans for a new 1,200-seat theatre, civic centre, car park and office block in Tunbridge Wells have taken a step forward. Council bosses have voted in favour of putting in a planning application next spring. If it's all approved, the development will be at the entrance to Calverley Grounds. Councillor Tracy Moore says it's vitally important for the town.
Obviously, I'm really pleased. I think the project deserved to succeed on its merits and after such extensive public consultation and engagement. And, you know, with 30 votes in favour, I mean, that is a thumping majority.
But Ben Van Grutten from the Tunbridge Wells Alliance says there are some fundamental problems with the scheme.
There's no truck access. The coach bay, the coach pickups, things like that just haven't been thought about properly. It's very disappointing to be spending this amount of money on something that really is not the standard that Tunbridge Wells deserves.
This is KMFM.
Two people have been taken to a local hospital after a car crash in Ashford. It happened at 11 this morning on the A2070 near the Brenzett roundabout. It's not yet known how badly they're hurt. Organisers of a New Year's Day pram race near Maidstone say it will still go ahead even though a man died doing it last year. The famous event in Sutton Valence was struck by tragedy when 52-year-old Francis O'Sullivan crashed, suffering a brain injury and later passing away. An inquiry found there was no criminal liability for his death, and it's now been confirmed the race will take place again on the 1st of January. Australia has become the 26th nation to legalise same-sex marriage. The first weddings are expected in the new year.
KMFM Showbiz.
Raxu have been telling KMFM just what it was like to win the X Factor.
Everything just left your body.
And disbelief.
Yeah, and then it all just came rushing back because when you realise that actually you've won, and then it all just went again when you were like, have we actually just won? So yeah, it was crazy.
They're the first ever boy band to win the show, and their single Di Mello has gone straight to number one. If you missed their chat on Breakfast earlier, you can listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Former England cricket captain Nasser Hussain says there's no doubt Joe Root's side are clinging on to their chances of retaining the Ashes. The tourists are 2-0 down to Australia ahead of their third meeting in Perth next week. Moeen Ali will captain the team for a warm-up match before then against a Cricket Australia 11. And in football, Aston Villa are thinking about moving their entire training ground because the planned HS2 rail link will run straight through it. They're hoping for compensation for the government. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.